The National Park Service named a new superintendent for Grand Teton National Park this week. David Vella will replace former Superintendent Mary Gibson Scott, who retired last year. Vella is currently an associate director for the Park Service in Washington, D.C. He's worked at parks and historic sites in Texas, Virginia, and Pennsylvania, and directed the Park Service's Southeast region for 4 years. He says one of his goals is to listen to visitor feedback.
But I think the other thing, too, that we also have an interest in doing is to make sure that the park continues to do everything that it can to listen to those that it serves and to engage, frankly, communities and audiences that don't yet know who we are, looking at how can we make ourselves relevant as a park and as an agency to youth and to communities of color around the country.
So how do you do that?
Well, I think we do that through a number of opportunities. One, we tell America's stories. We talk about the contributions that individuals from all different demographics, from different ethnicities, from social backgrounds, financial backgrounds, have played in not only helping to create what is today Grand Teton National Park, but those that have helped to preserve it as well. And so I'm very much looking forward to having conversations when we get there in early March as to how do we go about achieving those interests? How do we go about taking our operations and everything that we do to the next level?
When you're talking about taking things to the next level, are there specific changes that you would like to see in the park that you know about already?
One of the things that I've always enjoyed doing is to listen to the perspectives of those who are involved directly in providing those services, as well as partners and volunteers and stakeholders. What is in the realm of possibility in this park to make this truly a safe, enriching, and an enjoyable experience? How best do we also go about protecting the spectacular place for which we have now been entrusted? What type of science do we need to be looking at? What types of conversations do we need to be having internally and externally in order to preserve and protect these resources for current and future generations? And then based on those conversations and based upon that feedback and input, then develop specific strategies to achieve all of these interests.
So it sounds like you're looking for quite a collaborative relationship with other park employees then.
I have always, yes, absolutely found that to be very helpful, is to have those engaging conversations. How do we get to excellence in this park? And what does that mean to you, ranger, biologist, budget officer? Every different discipline in the park has a very important say, or should have an important say, in how that park is managed and in its short and long-term strategic interest. So I think that collaboration is healthy, it's important, and it's just how we do business.
Now, as you said, you have a long history with the Park Service, but it sounds like you're new to Wyoming, and I'm curious whether you feel you know enough about Wyoming. What do you feel you need to get up to speed on?
Well, that's a very good question, because Wyoming Grand Teton National Park, as my family, we were visiting on our way to Yellowstone, we're country folk, and we're from southeast Texas, about 60 miles south of Houston, a small agricultural community of, at that time, was around 10 to 12,000 people. And so we, my parents decided to take a trip, and seeing that iconic mountain range for the first time was inspiring as a young boy. So that was my first exposure and experience. We then had a number of trips through the years, but another that is a personal experience was my son, who was going through a law enforcement ranger program through the Intermountain region, actually had his internship there at Grand Tetons National Park 2 years ago. It was also the place where he met his future wife, and he just got married last November, and they're both National Park Service employees, but they met at Grand Teton National Park. And so, although I'm familiar, I've been exposed to the resource and the local community, I'm very much looking forward to be a full-time permanent resident in the weeks to come.
Are there particular issues that you know you'll have to deal with as superintendent here in Grand Teton that you maybe haven't had to deal with before that you need to get up to speed on?
That's a good question. I mean, I did have the opportunity when I was a regional director to work very closely with the superintendent from Everglades National Park and Great Smoky Mountains National Park, in addition to 64 other units. And so what you find are some similarities of opportunity, whether it's science issues or interest, whether it's park planning issues and interest. I also have the benefit of knowing personally, consider him a very dear friend, Dan Wink, who is the superintendent of Yellowstone National Park. But so you have some commonalities of issues and interests that superintendents will be addressing, and then you have those that are really just unique and specific to that park. And that's what I look forward to continue to have a dialogue with the staff as to, okay, what are they? What types of things do we need to put on the table sooner rather than later? And what types of things do I need to personally engage in to help move these interests forward? And so look forward to having those conversations.
All right. Well, David, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to do so, and I look forward to seeing you in the near future.